You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Hello, Doctor.
Good morning. Good morning.
So are you down the front there for Trapdoor Kelpie?
Oh, yeah. I was jamming it, twerking.
Were you? It was a slow twerk, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Travelling Tunes. Tell us where we are in the world today.
So we're going to do the didge.
The didgeridoo.
The didgeridoo.
Don't mind if a didgeridoo.
Oh, God. That's a good one. That's a real good one. I'm going to write that down. So, what I didn't know and what y'all probably didn't know unless you Wikipedia'd it like me is that that's not an Aboriginal name.
The didgeridoo.
No.
Isn't it?
No. People say because somebody said, oh, it sounds like didge. And they made it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So they just followed the sound?
Yes. So onomatopoeic.
So who did? Who were the people that made up the name then?
The white Aussies.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's disappointing. Because it sounds like Woolloomooloo.
Yeah.
And Wollongong and all those things.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But it's not legit. It's not legit. But it doesn't matter.
But the instrument's legit, though.
Yeah, so this is probably going to be one of the oldest instruments we do. And, okay, here's how good scholars are. It's anywhere between 1,500 and 40,000 years old. Sorry.
It sounds it as well, too.
Yeah.
It's got that beautiful...
So this just will narrow it down there.
Sound. Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know...
It's been around as long as wood.
Yes, it has. They're made of wood. And they're made of hollow wood. You don't hollow it.
We should, for people who don't know what a didgeridoo is, paint the picture for us.
Okay, so a really long tube.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fluted out at the end. And you can fix up the outside, like pull bark off and stuff, but the inside's already hollow from either because it's bamboo or from termites.
From termites.
Yeah, so you don't hollow it out yourself. You can hollow out a bit of gunk out,
yep.
But it's already a hollow stick.
So there's not a lot of work to be done. Originally, the original ones would have just been sort of picked up off the forest floor.
Yeah, so even
and
bamboo.
Someone would have given it the...
And then you can put a bit of wax on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Beeswax to get your... And it's impossible to play. I find it. You have to do circular breathing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
I might just go over here. Just while you're talking, I might just go over here then.
Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. Guess what he has in his back pocket?
Didgeridoo 1 and didgeridoo 2.
Okay. So have you studied the ancient techniques from the elders and you're going to do this properly?
No, I'll tell you how I learnt to circular breathe is by blowing into a glass with a straw. And you just keep the bubbles going. That's how I learned to do it. Probably 3 months.
That's how the ancient Aboriginals used to do it, too.
Really?
Yeah. Glass with a straw. That's how they practiced it.
That's it. See, look, I've got the beeswax there.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
I'm just showing Kirsten my two didgeridoos, which I haven't played for a wee while, to be fair.
He's got two.
And now I'm under a lot of pressure, and there's even, like, a crowd. Look at that. People got their phones up and stuff. Like, it's going to be that good.
Okay, so you do the lip thing where you vibrate your lips, and then on top of that...
Oh, yes.
Okay, and then on top of that, you have to do your circular breathing, so we'll see.
What that?
Oh, I just felt the spirit. Wow. He's looking a bit blue, but that was amazing. And you could hear that he was making... So you get that long drone, but then you can do your little things with it.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that, to be honest.
And then traditionally they would make like animal sounds... And then now people beatbox. You probably could beatbox to it, too.
There's some amazing didgeridoo music out there. Are we going to play some?
Yeah. Well, this first one, we'll play Aphex Twin.
Good.
But I'm going to tell you, sorry, it's not a sample or a didge. It's a electronic simulacrum.
Do you know some of the best didgeridoo sounds you can get are from a vacuum cleaner pipe?
Oh, yeah.
Clean it first, though, obviously. Dust mites climbing around your gums.
So here's people incorporating it into sort of dance music, you know, because we've got it with rock, we've got it with Aussie pop, and this gets you sort of your dance music thing going.
Well, like that. I like that. Get your yothu yindi on.
That's right. That's right.
You see that? That's now that's a didgeridoo player right there. That, I mean, I can play it, but that's, yeah, that sounds cool.
So it gives you that bass drum.
I was just transported away then.
Yeah.
Before you pulled me out of my trance.
Oh, sorry.
It does have an amazing bottom end though, the didgeridoo, doesn't it?
Just like you.
Thank you.
So here you go, you get the beat in.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah just lost it. Lost it to the didge.
So here it is with dance music, but it can be played with metal. There's some metal bands doing it.
Yep. But I mean, it does have a sort of, there is a certain, it's quite trancey, you know? You know what I'm saying? So it does fit, you know. Can't really play power chords on it.
Now, some people question the appropriateness of it, you know, taking it out of its context.
You mean out of the corroboree?
Yeah. Like the ceremonial, you know, doing it where it's meant to be and bringing it, say, into a record store on Queen Street.
Well, see this other didgeridoo that I brought with me, didgeridoo number two. It's a controversial didgeridoo because it was made by a woman.
Oh.
A woman made this didgeridoo.
So it's dirty.
Well, I don't know.
It's filth. No. So bamboo is totally allowed, apparently.
Yeah, bamboo's good. But it was made by a woman, and some people don't think that's a cool thing.
That's right, and some people don't know if women should play it. But maybe they shouldn't play it during particular ceremonies that women don't do.
They shouldn't make them, I think.
Yeah, well.
I don't think that, but I'm just, you know.
All they should do is make breakfast. Now, this next track, should we play the next track?
Yes, please.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's Kate Bush.
Awesome.
So she's actually doing something political about Aboriginals and uranium mining. So she's really using it in sort of an appropriate space. But the problem is, her didge player is Rolf Harris.
Does he do the wobble board as well?
Well, back, just news flash, apparently he's being released from prison today.
Yay. We'll have a welcome song for...
He'll be able to put all that behind him now and get on with it. Oh. Rolf.
But so, you know, in some ways I feel like she is using it appropriately. She's doing it about...
I can't even hear it in there.
It's underneath. Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah. It's sort of...
So it is a white person, you know, sort of attempting to put, you know, their indigenous flavor on it. But she got Rolf Harris, who's, you know...
Yeah, she's allowed to do that, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, I think so.
Is she allowed to pose naked on a sacred mountain as well?
Well, that's a different thing.
Oh, is it?
What else have we got?
Okay, our last track is Coil. Now, I don't know Coil very well. Did you know Coil very well?
A little bit about Coil. Industrial.
But I just got to read you some of the review of it. Unglued whimsy packed with dizzying sonic detail. A strange concoction of throbbing organic rhythms, cackling electricity, and kaleidoscope sampler symphonies. A concept album about chaos, dementia, and the hidden London that pulsates beyond the borders of awareness. You like that?
That's what I thought it was going to be.
Did you write that for your Stage 1 essay?
That did sound good in that song. This sounds good.
Is it pulsating dementia, though?
Got to put some good character. That's awesome. Now that's good. Tell you what, Real Groovy Records will be the place to find some good didge music.
Absolutely. They should start selling didges as well. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Perhaps so.
Everybody could come in and get one.
Hollow out some sticks.
And then you can work on being appropriate and not appropriative in your own time.
So anywhere else in the world sort of play the old hollowed out log?
Yeah, apparently in Africa there is evidence of people doing that, but it's very much Australian, North Australia too, only. It's not universal through the whole country. But now they do count it as a global instrument, you know, because of the last, you know, 100 or so years, it's traveled all over the world and people love it and people play it and, you know, people like you pick it up and learn it. And
it's a very calming instrument to play. Once you sort of get that circular breathing thing going, you really do kind of get lost in it.
And you can just keep going, right?
Mm.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you a good story about that just off air.
Oh, great. Wow, I'm so excited. I'll put it on my Snapchat story later.
All right, so that's today's Travelling Tunes.
Yes, it is.
Didgeridoons.
Yes, it is.
All right, on. See. See you again this time next week.
That's right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.